So, for example, if you think about the mineral halite, halite is just salt. And if you've ever dumped salt out on the table, as many little kids will do, and you've looked at it closely, you'll see it's all these little tiny cubes. If you were to go out in the field and find a big piece of halite, naturally occurring halite, and you smashed it with a hammer, it would always form little cubes. And so different minerals will break repetitively in the same shape, and that can be a key indicator for telling different minerals apart. For example, halite and calcite, both clear, same density, same streak, similar hardnesses, but halite has three planes at 90 degrees to one another, so it forms a cube, and calcite has three planes that are not at 90 degrees. So it looks like a tilted cube. And that right there will be a key indicator to you that you're looking at two different minerals. Now, when we think about color, a lot of people tend to jump onto the idea of color. Color is very diagnostic. Minerals are pretty. When I see a purple rock, I know what that is because it's purple. Color can be helpful for diagnosing many minerals, but it can also lead you astray. And so it's a characteristic that needs to be taken with a grain of salt, so to speak. So, for example, the mineral quartz. There's clear quartz, which we're all familiar with, but there are also different varieties of quartz that are named because of their color. Amethyst is purple, rose quartz is pink, milky quartz is white, citrine is orange. And so if you were only going to use color to tell your minerals apart, you could very easily end up misidentifying something because some minerals come in a wide range of colors and many minerals have the same color. So it's always something to be a little bit cautious about only relying on color. Now, when we think about minerals and mineral composition, we're going to see that the elements that make up different minerals are what lead to all the different physical properties that we just talked about. Minerals are a compound that consists of combinations of one or more elements. And of course, when we think about an element is a material that cannot be broken down by chemical means into anything simpler. And so our element has a nucleus and all the electrons that are spinning around in the outer shells around it. And we're going to see that the interaction of these different atoms with one another are going to lead to the physical properties we just talked about. When we think about elements, we have a nucleus that has protons and neutrons inside of it, and then we have a different number of electrons spinning around outside of that atom, and the number of electrons is going to vary depending on what element we're dealing with. And we're going to see that the size of the nucleus and the number of elements in the outermost shell of all those electrons –